This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. And of course, Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor, ABBA Eye Care. Visit them online today at ABBAEyeCare.com. That's ABBAEyeCare.com. Joining us this morning in the studio, our friends from ABBA Eye Care, Alan Sindler, Keegan Meyer, return guests to the show. Lots to update us on. Great news, great things happening with ABBA. So welcome back to Senior Talk.
Great, thank you.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
All right, we have a lot of information to cover, as always. For folks who may have missed the last time that you were on our show, tell us a little bit about your background and your roles with ABBA and really what brought you to doing what you do today.
Sure. Well, I came to ABBA back in 1982, was my original stint there. So in the last few decades, I've been there about 21 years altogether, off and on. I come from an optical background. I started as an optician, and I'm on the executive committee right now. Very excited to be here. ABBA's doing some great things that other people in town, quite frankly, aren't.
Yeah, that's what makes you the best. Absolutely. Keegan, Vice
sure.
President of ABBA, right?
Yep, I'm just recently Vice President of ABBA Eye Care. You know, my father actually started ABBA back in 1978. And I've been with the company a little over 10 years now. Again, starting like Alan as an optician and kind of learning the business that way and working my way up into the operational role over the last 2 years. Alan's been a big part in basically manicuring me and getting me ready for this position. But, yeah, that's basically what we've done with that and then rolling into the dry eye clinic, which we'll talk about today, kind of where I'm at. So.
Safe to say, Keegan, the future of ABBA as well. Alan started a year before I was born. You started at ABBA Eye Care.
Thanks for reminding your listeners of that.
Well, and of course, this is Senior Talk. Yeah. So, you know, we have a very diverse group of individuals here on the show talking about things related to our aging population, and it's a rapidly aging population. Now, Keegan, you said 1978 your father started ABBA Eye Care. You know, what was the vision? You know, why did he start this? I mean, was there a huge need here in Colorado Springs?
You know, I don't know about the need. I'm sure there's always a need, but I think really just wanted to move to Colorado Springs. He'd been here when he was a kid, and so he came out here to basically, Colorado Springs is a beautiful place for obviously all of us that live here now. And that's the real reason he came out here. It's just kind of the mountains, something new, and that's when he got into optometry was always something he wanted to get into, just because I think he liked looking into girls' eyes, personally, but that's kind of where he's at now, and so we've stuck here, we've stayed here. I'm a native, and I love the place, man, so that's kind of what we got going.
Well, a growing community, locally owned and operated, and that's probably one of the best highlights and differentiators for ABBA versus, you know, your big national retailers and big box stores. Really, I mean, how does local and being such an integral part of the community here for so many years, how does that impact a customer's experience, you know, versus one of those big, giant chain stores?
You know, it's interesting because when I started with Dr. Meyer, we had about 6 or 7 employees. We are now up to 235.
Wow.
But we've tried to keep that family atmosphere. It's always been a family-run business to this point, and it does impact people because we're in Colorado Springs, Fountain, Pueblo, and Southern Colorado. So we've expanded quite a bit, not only locationally, but just in the size of our locations. But at the same time, we try to keep that friendly feel. You can't know everyone's name, but we try.
Fantastic. Now, I want to talk about some of your locations because ABBA is growing, and we're going to really dive into a new standalone service that you're offering. But where are you located? I mean, where do you have offices?
So we have 4 locations in Colorado Springs, pretty much covering the area. We've got Woodman and Powers in that area. We've got Nevada and Garden of the Gods. We've got down by Tinseltown on Lake right next to Culver's. And we have a smaller store, it's one of our older locations, on Circle and Constitution.
All right.
And then we have Fountain, and then some southern cities, Lamar, La Junta, Alamosa, Gunnison, Pagosa Springs, and we also acquired a practice a number of years ago in Aurora, Colorado.
Wow. So safe to say, if you can hear this show, there's probably a location nearby to you.
That is correct.
100%.
Excellent. Now, these locations are, I mean, ABBA is full-service eye care. I mean, what services are offered for customers?
So everything from basic eye exams to emergency visits for foreign objects in eye. We do exams for contact lenses, for glasses. We have a huge selection of glasses, frames, and a very large selection of lens choices. So we have a lot of specialty lenses for computers and office, so forth. And Keegan will talk to you a little bit more about our dry eye clinic, because that's probably the most exciting piece of news we have right now.
Absolutely. Now, as we age, I mean, really, how important is it to, in speaking to our audience who is typically aging, how important is it to get a regular eye exam as we continue to get older?
Well, it's always important to check the health of the eye, but especially age-related things like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration are all concerns. Some problems are symptomatic where you know you have a problem. Other things don't show up until it becomes a more serious problem and harder to treat. Dry eye is another subject. I'm going to let Keegan speak to that a little bit. But basically from A to Z, the only thing we don't do is major surgery. We don't do cataract surgery, although we do diagnosis. We don't do LASIK, although we do co-management for that as well.
Now, vision loss, vision-related, you know, conditions, dry eyes, which we're going to cover here shortly.
Correct.
Are all these things a normal part of aging?
Our eyes get drier with age, and Keegan will speak to you a little bit about the glandular dysfunction that happens that causes that. We're in a dry state anyway in Colorado, but things like macular degeneration, cataracts are a natural progression of aging, and most of us, if we live long enough, will experience one of those. Probably cataracts.
Absolutely. Keegan Meyer, Alan Sindler, ABBA Eye Care. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, ABBA Eye Care, and we'll be right back here on Senior Talk. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Senior Talk is brought to you today by ABBA Eye Care. ABBA Eye Care has been proudly serving Southern Colorado since 1978, offering a complete scope of eye care services and procedures from routine eye exams to laser surgery consultations, stylish eyeglasses to high-definition lens options. Whether you need eyewear or eye care, ABBA Eye Care is Southern Colorado's leading choice for all of your vision needs. Be sure to visit ABBA Eye Care online today at ABBA, that's A-B-B-A, eyecare.com for a complete list of locations. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. In the studio this morning, always fun, our sponsors, ABBA Eye Care. We have Keegan and Alan from ABBA here to talk about a lot of exciting things. Good, local, established company here in the Colorado Springs area and many other locations throughout Colorado. We're going to dive into some exciting areas and really kind of a standalone service that ABBA's created. Talking about dry eyes, and really, I mean, for listeners who may have missed the last time that you were on the show, what are dry eyes? What is this dry eye condition?
So basically what happens is, you know, in your glands, your upper and lower glands have something called meibomian glands. And what happens, every time you blink, a little bit of oil literally secretes out of those glands and goes on your ocular surface. And it mixes with your natural tears to create this, you know, lush layer of oil and tear that basically protects your corneal surface. And over time, those glands can basically become blocked, and the oil inside those glands literally start to get hard. And once those glands start to die off, those glands, again, no longer putting the oil and getting that proper amount of mixture of tears and oil on your ocular surface will dry out that cornea, cause you to blink more, you know, causing basically just discomfort, having to use drops and all these different things. But again, it happens. It happens with age. There's a bunch of different reasons that can cause it. I'm not a doctor, but again, you know, even staring at a computer long term, people sit and stare at a computer for 10 hours a day can start to cause problems with those meibomian glands. But the biggest thing that I want people to understand is once those glands are gone, if you don't actually treat or get a, you know, come and get it looked at to see what's going on where the glands are actually at, you can lose those if you don't get it treated. And once they're gone, again, you don't get them back. But that's kind of basically how those glands work. It's, again, meibomian gland dysfunction is what we talk about here and what the dry eye, the ABBA Dry Eye Clinic is trying to conquer, and basically using a new patented system called a LipoFlow system that Johnson & Johnson just purchased the technology. Again, it's the only FDA-approved treatment that's out there for treating this meibomian gland dysfunction.
Meibomian gland dysfunction. I'm going to shorten that to MGD.
There you go.
Not the alcoholic beverage, as you commented earlier. Right. But better than me saying meibomian over and over, because there will be an error at some point, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
So symptoms, you kind of covered that broadly. I mean, are there specific symptoms people can say, hey, maybe I need to look at this? I mean, these are things that are happening and kind of those red flags.
So sure, dry eyes, itchy eyes, red and irritated eyes. Can be caused from contact lens wear, can be caused from allergy, but could also be caused from the glandular dysfunction that Keegan was referring to. It's important to note, too, that there's a lot of disease that can cause it, too. High blood pressure, macular degeneration. There's a number of things that autoimmune disease that can cause it. And more importantly, sometimes it's asymptomatic, meaning you may not realize that you have dry eyes. Now, that sounds a little counterintuitive, but the thing is, sometimes your eyes will water and you'll think, well, I don't have dry eyes because my eyes are watering. They're watering because the tear layer doesn't have the viscosity to give the lubrication that it needs. So in the past, we used to treat it with eye drops and punctal plugs, but they were band-aids and they certainly didn't stop the process.
So this is fascinating, and this is really, it's kind of a new area that you know, the eye care world is starting to identify and test for and treat. And I think you're probably one of the first here in the Colorado Springs area to tackle this on. So is there more research being done, you know, probably all the time to connect, like you said, these different diseases and autoimmune and you know, glaucoma and things that may cause or trigger this MGD condition?
A lot of these things are well known, but absolutely, there's more research going on, but as Keegan mentioned, this is the only FDA procedure that's approved for actually halting the progress of glandular dysfunction. If you don't do that, it's just like anything else, like a muscle, it will atrophy. The problem is, once it atrophies all the way, you can't bring it back. And so, aside from the symptoms, is you can actually cause some damage to the corneal layer because of the dryness when you blink. So it's important to get it looked at.
How many people does this affect? And, are you seeing as you expand and serve more customers, is it more aging individuals? Is it younger people? Is it everybody?
You know, it's all across the board, but you definitely do see an older demographic that's coming into our clinic, in our facilities. But, you know, over the past, you know, we've been open now, again, the ABBA Dry Eye and Allergy Clinic being a separate specialty clinic of the ABBA Eye Cares. You know, we've seen quite a few people come in, the treatments, it's really the word starting to get out there. So we're starting to get quite a few patients that are coming in that really want this done. But I would say, I see a little bit older demographic. But again, with nowadays, with the technology and the jobs as far as staring at a computer for, you know, 10 hours a day for some of these programmers or whatever you may do. You're starting to see it in younger people, too, coming in with issues with the meibomian gland dysfunction.
All right. Now this is a standalone clinic. Where is the dry eye and allergy clinic located, and how do listeners get in touch with you to find out more information?
So, you know, if you're listening to the show and you think this is something that you want to get into or look into, we're located, our facility, I tried to get it centrally located. It's right off I-25 in Garden of the Gods, right there when you get off and you head east of I-25. It's the first stoplight, that North Park Drive. We're in the building to the right with the Italian restaurant on it. It's a swimming pool. It's 4665 North Park Drive. 4465 North Park Drive, and we're basically Suite 208. But the best way to do that, I would suggest for the listeners to do, is to go to our website at abbadryeye.com. And we got tons of goodies on there as far as information that you can read upon. You can see what the techniques are, you know, or the LipoFlow treatment itself, what it looks like, how it works, how information on that may pertain to you, and just basically the whole overall process itself when you come into the ABBA Dry Eye Clinic. I also want to let you know that, you know, for the ocular surface, that's the first part. When you come in, we do a scan. You know, that portion is covered under pretty much most insurances, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, and any other medical insurance that you may have.
And this is the lipid scan?
This is the beginning portion, correct. You come in and we have to basically first scan you to see where your meibomian glands are at, as far as if they're totally gone, if they're somewhat gone, or if they're in great condition. And then from there, the doctor can basically, her name's Dr. Michelle Senti, who's wonderful, by the way. She basically will then make the evaluation of the, you know, moving forward, what she wants to do, if this would be a good treatment for you. Again, for some people that their meibomian glands, the atrophy, if it's to the point where they're mostly gone, and it won't even, this treatment really won't be for you. But in that case, the doctor will then put some other things together for you, whether it be drops and some other long-term goal-ish treatments that we could, or not treatments, but I guess you could say basically Band-Aid, unfortunately, at that point in time, to at least give you some type of comfort moving forward, to keep you, again, comfortable in your everyday life.
I would add, too, that if you're in need of an eye exam, you can go into any ABBA eye care clinic, and they could do some preliminary scans just to see if you're a potential candidate. The other thing is that I want to say as a testimonial for myself, I was one of the first people that had it done. I'm in my mid-60s now. I was in my early 60s when I had it done, and it definitely makes a difference. My wife was one of the first patients. She, too, noticed a tremendous difference. She's a nurse, and she works in a very dry environment in an office right now, so it does work. But more importantly, you're halting a process that can really cause a problem down the road.
Fantastic. Testimonials from the people who are delivering this service. If you're confident enough to use the product and the service yourself, that speaks volumes to me. Now, you mentioned working in a dry environment. Of course, Colorado Springs. Colorado is a very dry state, a very dry climate, especially this year, it seems. Is there a connection there with maybe the climate and this dry eye syndrome?
Well, it certainly exacerbates the problem. And on top of that, you know, even in the winter months, you know, when we have that heat running all the time, that tends to dry our eyes out as well. So dry eyes are a problem throughout the country, especially as we get older or if we have one of these other conditions. But Colorado, again, is a place where people notice it even more.
Now, lipid scan, the scanning portion of it, there's also part of the test called lipid view. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah, I can run you through the process. Yeah. Again, basically the first process, and like Alan said, whether you come to the dry eye clinic itself or you're just going to ABBA for your routine eye exam, where they'll actually do the lipid scan at no charge. It literally, the scan looks at the glands itself and gives the doctor basically a picture of your upper and lower glands so they can determine whether or not you'd be a good candidate for it. Then let's say that you are a candidate for it. They would refer you to the dry eye clinic. That's when you'd actually come to our standalone clinic to see Dr. Michelle Senti, who would then do something called a lipid view. And the lipid view is actually, it's a video. It's a short video of how, your blink rate. There's several different things that come together with this, but it usually looks at your blink rate to see how many times you're blinking. It also kind of gives an idea of your tear film to see basically where you're at. There's a couple, again, I'm not a doctor, so it gets a little more intense as far as the terminology, but it looks at several things. And then once from that, the doctor, again, will take a look and say, yeah, you definitely are a candidate, moves into something called an ocular surface evaluation. And again, that's where the doctor will actually perform several different things on the ocular surface, the cornea, to take a look to make sure you haven't had any damage to the cornea if you have severe dry eye. And then from that part on would be the last part, which would actually be the treatment itself, the lipid flow treatment. And again, that's a patented technology where they basically take this, it's called an activator, and they basically, you know, it's a pulse thermal, trying to think of the terminology here.
Basically uses, as someone who went through the process, people are concerned whenever you're dealing with their eyes, but you're actually dealing with their eyelids, and it attaches to the eyelids. It's actually very comfortable because you get a combination of heat and massage at the same time. I actually fell asleep. They had to wake me up. It only takes a few minutes, but they had to wake me up when the procedure was over.
Well, that was a question I was going to ask. You know, is this treatment painful?
It's very relaxing.
Yeah. Okay, that's so. What I was pulsating. That's what that. Thank you. That was. It took me a little bit here. So
your eyelids are getting a nice massage. Right?
That's exactly.
Exactly. And it, like Alan said, I've had it done too. It is painless. You get, like anything at first, you're a little nervous, but once you get it in your eye, it's very painless. And basically, what to expect afterwards too. You know, with most of our patients, once they leave, you know, that gland basically is drained of all the oils, because again, that oil literally hardens up in there. So it heats it a little bit to basically get it liquefied, and then it basically expresses it out. And usually it takes, depending upon the patient itself, it takes anywhere from 2 weeks to 8 weeks for the glands themselves to actually get back to full capacity as far as, you know, functionality and the actual glands being full of oil and being expressed properly from that point on. So we see the variations anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks for the patients that really to start to see a difference.
But a very proactive approach, it sounds like, almost kind of recharges.
Correct.
That moisture in there.
And it has to be done, like I said, because again, if you let this go on and you don't get it done and those glands are clogged or blocked, those glands will die off. And again, once the atrophy of that gland is gone, it will not come back.
And then would that lead to further vision problems, you know, moving into the future? Certainly could, I would imagine.
Ocular surface issues, definitely vision issues. I mean, we've had a gentleman, Tripp, who actually is doing a testimonial for us, and he literally said his vision improved just because of the water content on his eyes when he's driving and looking at different things. He swears up and down that his vision's better.
Within days of the procedure. Now, that's not a typical result. Usually, as Keegan mentioned, it takes a little while, but everyone's different. Some people notice it immediately.
Alan Sindler, Keegan Meyer, ABBA Eye Care. We're going to take one last break here to hear from our sponsor. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Senior Talk is brought to you today by ABBA Eye Care. ABBA Eye Care has been proudly serving Southern Colorado since 1978, offering a complete scope of eye care services and procedures from routine eye exams to laser surgery consultations, stylish eyeglasses to high-definition lens options. Whether you need eyewear or eye care, ABBA Eye Care is Southern Colorado's leading choice for all of your vision needs. Be sure to visit ABBA Eye Care online today at ABBA, that's ABBAEyeCare.com, for a complete list of locations. You're listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. We have Alan and Keegan in from ABBA Eye Care, learning all about their dry eye clinic. This is a standalone service, standalone clinic and treatment to test and treat for MGD, meibomian gland dysfunction, dry eyes, which definitely increases, it seems to, as we age. Now, the standalone clinic that you have over there on North Park Drive also treats seasonal allergy sufferers. Take a little bit of time, share with our listeners how seasonal allergies, especially in a dry climate like this, fits into vision, dry eyes, really overall eye care.
Mm-hmm. I would say that pretty much a lot of the symptoms are similar. Dry, watery, itchy eyes. It can cause, and sometimes you have both dry eye and allergies. So there's really more of a comfort issue with allergies, and especially with as many contact lens wearers, that becomes a double whammy for them. So again, I would say the best thing to do if you haven't had an eye exam in a while is to call one of the ABBA Eye Care stores, and you can find a location nearest you, as you mentioned, at abbaeyecare.com. But they can also go to the ABBA Dry Eye Clinic. That number is 596-2020. And they can just schedule an appointment there right away if they don't feel they need an eye exam. So there's a lot of ways to reach us, but the important thing to know is this. We're not going to recommend you to have the procedure unless you're truly a candidate. So this is not about trying to have as many procedures done as we can. It's really about helping people that are at a point where they're noticing, or we're noticing, that they have some deterioration due to these issues.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think the local approach that you take, being a local business and being as established as you are, oftentimes, you know, I'm guilty of going to some of those big box chain stores, and you kind of question some of the things that they recommend to you as far as you really need this, and if you really don't, and there's always, of course, an extra price to it. So I do appreciate the local approach that you have. As we get older, obviously, we tend to see more eye issues, eye concerns. Is there anything preventative that can be done to maintain good vision as we age, or to reduce the risk of vision loss, dry eyes, anything like that?
Sure. Well, there's a few things. Obviously, regularly scheduled eye exam. We have a machine now that looks at the back of the eye that gives us a much better view. We have machines that can detect macular degeneration a lot sooner than we used to be, and what's important about that is we can treat it better when we can detect it earlier. The other thing is that it's just really important to look at all your different options. We're using our eyes so much differently in terms of digital devices, that we're spending more time on digital devices than we are on computers. So there's a lot of different things to look at, and we can address almost all of them.
Fantastic. Now, we're running a little short on time here today, so I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you could give our listeners one piece of advice regarding their vision, what would it be?
Get it checked regularly.
Correct, yeah.
That's a lot of problems. Like I said, you'll notice symptoms. Some things you won't. You don't want to let it slip. We're all guilty of that when it comes to going to the doctor. You know, we don't want to go until we feel a need, but it's preventative is always better than waiting until you have a problem, and that's true in all forms of medicine, but especially with the eyes here too.
And just exactly, Alan nailed it right on the head. Because again, if you catch it early enough, just like anything in life, if you catch it early enough, you can usually fight it, and you can, you know, you come out on top. But again, if you wait too long, or you're asymptomatic and you think you're fine until it finally does hit you, that's the issue you have. So I would say, like I said, be proactive, especially if you have insurance where it's not going to cost you much. There's no reason you shouldn't come in and at least get an evaluation or get looked at just to see how things look.
All right. And lastly, when selecting my choice for eye care, again, there's a lot of options out there. What is the number one differentiator that our listeners need to know about ABBA? And really, why are you Southern Colorado's number one choice for eye care?
I think about a couple things. One is that we are privately owned. We've been around for a long time. Dr. Meyer has over four decades in the field. We have multiple locations, which means convenience. We have, as I mentioned, tons of frames to choose from, every lens design imaginable. Our opticians are really educators more than salespeople. We just want to tell you what your options are, make educated recommendations, and then let you decide. But I think all those things combined.
Well, and I was just going to add one thing, too, and Alan is correct on all those issues, and that does make us, I think, great in my eyes, but really is technology. I mean, when I go somewhere, if I want to get my car fixed, I want to go to a place that knows what they're doing, not only what they're doing, but they have the technology to really find the problem. So ABBA, we've spent a lot of money on bringing new machines, new technology, just like this dry eye clinic, the LipiFlow, to Colorado Springs to really show people. Again, we do care, and we're here, and we have great selection. We have great employees, but what we do is we have the great technology to really take care of your eyes and get to the root of a problem if you do have a problem, so we can get you taken care of and get you on your way feeling good and having that problem taken care of.
Fantastic. Alan Sindler, Keegan Meyer, ABBA Eye Care, thank you both so much for joining us on the show here again.
Right,
before we go, best way for listeners to find out more information about ABBA?
Well, again, they can go to our website, abbaeyecare.com, for the location nearest them. There's a lot of information on that website. Then there's the abbadryeye.com website. That's another way to get a lot of information about dry eye. They can call any of our stores, and most of our front desk people can at least answer most questions or refer you to the person who can.
And one more time, that dry eye number, just so you guys know, is 719-596-2020. And then again, for the ABBA Eye Cares, there's so many of them, you'd have to go to the website, to abbaeyecare.com, to find a...
Google ABBA Eye Care,
yeah.
You're going to get to where you need to go. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Greg, thank you.
Appreciate you.
I want to remind our listeners, you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and ABBA Eye Care.